This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at BossManShow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Tim Beck, Coastal Carolina, out of Sun Belt Conference. Coach Beck, how's it down there in Conway this morning? It was warm and on the beach that I was down there, buddy.
It's been a great morning so far today. It's getting better talking to you.
Yes, sir, Coach. Yes, sir, man. Hey, Coach, we talked last year. We got hired here about this job, man. So let me ask you, how was year one for you in your mind, assisting year one? And seeing the growth in your program, how happy are you with what you saw? You built this thing out from last year when you talked to now, Coach.
Yeah. You know what? I learned a lot. I can tell you that. And the nature of the way of football, college football, and the way it's going every day, there's new hurdles to that we run into. So I keep learning, me personally. As a team, I loved our development. You know, I think there was a little bit of a learning curve at the beginning of the year, us knowing them knowing us, learning what we did well. And I think we settled into that a little bit as the season kind of went on and kind of found our niche and obviously finished it off with a great bowl victory. So the off season's been good because of that. And feel really good about this team coming up.
And Coach Beck, how important was it to have that bowl preparation? Because I feel like you just have some extra reps in practice with some young guys to then carry over to the spring. And now as you get ready for summer to come back here for those summer sessions to even get better. So how important was make sure being bowl eligible to be able to get some more time on the field with these guys so they can learn you and your staff even more?
Yeah, it's immeasurable, right? Because at the end of the day, we did get the more practice. We did get an opportunity to compete. We played those young guys, right? With, again, the nature of college football with portal and graduation and guys moving on, guys opting out. And so at the end of the day, you end up playing some guys that maybe didn't play through the course of the year, and you get an opportunity to see them play and evaluate them in a live game, knowing they're going to be guys that you're going to count on in the future. And so that was awesome for us to see that with our players.
100%. And also another chance opportunity for camaraderie and kind of a reward for preparing the right way throughout the year. So how important is doing the prep for these young men to say, hey, we're getting a reward. We're going to play as well. And also it's going to help us.
Yeah, it was a great, down the great world reward. No doubt. You let them have an opportunity to have that reward, as you said, for such a hard working season, right? Some of the guys started, played the whole year and got rewarded for it. Some guys were scout team guys that all of a sudden moved up the depth chart and got rewarded to play in the game and to go, to spend our bowl game was pretty good in Hawaii there, being there for a week, right? I mean, that's for me personally, the first time I've ever been to Hawaii, and it took Coastal Carolina bowl game to get me there.
100%, Coach. I remember going there back in the day when the Pro Bowl was in Honolulu, in Hawaii. Yep. So Hawaii is a great place, man. I love the environment, love the culture, love the food out there as well, man. I know y'all enjoy that. And Coach, as you head into year two, what are you looking for growth and development in the program now, as you had a year under your belt and trying to grow this thing in year two? What are you looking for growth and development-wise from your program, your staff, and your players?
Yeah, you just keep going up a level, right? So the first year, obviously, you're teaching them what to do, how to line up. Hey, you got to be here. This route is this. Now you get in a little more detail. You get in the more refinement of the game, right? You teach the game a little bit more, situational football, things to do, not do. So now you're growing them mentally. You continue to grow them physically, right? Obviously, guys get stronger, guys get faster. You continue to find, as the portal and your team changes, you still as a coach have to figure out your identity. What are we good at, right? What can we do that's good? And where are our stars at? Who are our playmakers? That's going to be different in the game of college football now with all the portal and guys transferring. Every year, you almost recycle new. But the veterans and the older guys that are here kind of know the way and they can help. Where last year, nobody knew the way, right? And we had to lead them through that. Now you got more guys helping those guys. So I think it's a smoother transition, and we just want to continue to up the level.
And Coach, you said something about those veterans, because I know when I was a freshman, I didn't know where to go to do anything. Okay.
Yeah.
So having those guys, man, is like, hey, this is how you do it. This is where we go for class or workouts or get treatment. So those veteran guys were important to our roster to help them pass down the way, kind of be coaches in that locker room to help pass your messages down to those young freshmen. We need that when we come in fresh and new, or a JUCO guy who hasn't been there before. We need those vets to tell us how to do it your way so we can be in line and do the right things, be the whole standard of the program.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's the whole part of why they call it leadership, right? You got to teach those guys what to do and how to do it. This is the Coastal Carolina way. This is how Coach Beck and our staff and how we do things here, right? And so, you bring in good people when you recruit the high school kids, the junior college players, the transfer portal guys, right? When you bring those in, you make sure you bring in the right kind of guys, the OKGs, and then they follow suit to the leadership. And the leadership guides those guys what to do. And that helps, again, your culture. And the fact that I've been here a year and we do have some of those older guys, bringing players in does help expedite that culture.
And Coach Beck, for you, what's the right mix you're trying to find for as freshmen that you want to develop JUCO guys and portal guys who have played before, trying to, as you build your roster, those are a tight balance, a tight rope trying to figure out how many young guys do I get, how many established guys do I get, how do we fill a gap here or there. So how has it been for you and your recruiting staff trying to figure out how to do the right mix of this whole portal, freshman v. JUCO, and just experienced FBS, FCS guy?
Yeah, so we built our program off of high school players. We're going to recruit high school players first and foremost and try to develop them, try to keep them here, try to build those relationships, make it hard for them to leave, win, let them play. We and some junior college players are the same, right? Sometimes that I kind of junior college players kind of are both. They fit in where a high school player is, because you might need a gap fill as an older player, but you still want them to come in and develop. The portal guys are a little bit more, hey, we got a hole here. You know, some guys left the program or whatever, and we need to fill that hole. Could also be an immediate impact, right? And again, when I say fill the hole, you got a sophomore that you're developing, right? You develop him as a freshman, you develop him as a sophomore, and then as a junior, he decides to get in the portal and leave and go somewhere else. You got to find an older guy as a junior or so to come in there, because you just lost some leadership. You just lost an older veteran player, because you are recruiting the young players coming in. So that's the what you try to do and how you try to do it. And at least that's our plan and our model. So we'll see how it goes, right? Every year it's changing, and you know, you got a bunch of new guys coming in, walk-ons, the whole nine. So we're excited about the team, though. I like the guys we got.
And Coach Beck, for you, man, like, I feel like in today's climate, you really have to build a relationship with these young men even more, because unfortunately, even all of those going on, they're getting hit up while playing for you about going elsewhere. So you have to kind of just, you know, every day re-recruit all of your guys every day to make sure they know you love them and we're really about you. And I think you're a good guy because you're about relationships for real. You're not a transaction actional guy like some coaches are. You're about really building a relationship with these young men. I think that'll be just good for you and your staff. But a lot of these young men are getting hit up every day who play well for you. I was kind of always
saying,
hey, we're still with you, man. We're here for you.
I know. I wish they would create a rule at least that you can't do that. But, you know, I'm just one person. But, yeah, I agree. I think the relationship piece is huge. And like you said, the weirdest part is you're spending as much, if not more, time building the relationship with your own players than you are recruiting. Right. Because, I mean, there's only so much time in the day. There's only one of you, and there's only so many. You can only give your time, your energy, your effort at one moment to one person. Right. And so when you got 120 players, you're recruiting 300 players, you got wife, two kids, you got staff, you got, it's hard. It gets to be very time consuming. And again, I hope that the powers to be, the people that are making these decisions, take some of that into consideration too, and come up with some guidelines at least to be able to help corral some of this in and try to give you opportunities for rest and recovery as a coach.
And coach, is even more critical with character now, because with NIL getting into a kid may say, I'm getting this much money, and he may check out on you. I've already been paid. So how much more even critical is it more that you really vet a young man's background and character before you even get involved with NIL with a kid? Because he may say, hey, I got this many much X amount of dollars. Screw Coach Beck. I can do what I want to now. So how do you try to bet against that now going forward with this new other element of this new world we're in now?
Yeah, that's hard. That's a hard one, right? Because the portal window is 15 days, right? And so, for example, recruiting those guys, like you can't be on the road at certain times. And so, like, let's say, for example, June, like you can't be on the road in June if you're trying to recruit guys still from the transfer portal. So what do you do? Like, how do you get to know them? Right. We're talking about building those relationships. Right. So the kids in the portal, you're trying to recruit them. You're able to get out and see them a little bit in May. But even then, like you're only allowed to see them once a week. Right. That's three times. Hey, you see him three times. Hey, we're tight. Me and you, we tight. I saw you three times. Like, we good. Like, no, that doesn't work. So you just got to try to really as good much as you can. You evaluate your character. You evaluate, you know, the things that, that are important to them. You ask them that, you see how they handle their families, you know, how they talk to their parents. Are they respectful people? And, but at the end of the day, it is a player's world right now. And you, their value to me and to a program is what you have. I mean, at the end of the day, like the guy walks in here and says, Coach, I want $100,000. If I don't have $100,000 given, he's not a value to me because I can't give him that. Right. Mm-hmm. So I need to find value and find somebody that I can do that with. So again, it's a learning curve. I'm learning as we go because dang near changes every day.
You got that right, Coach. And Coach, I mean, I notice your roster, Coach. You really tapped into the Atlanta metro area for as talented young men. Talk about coming into the Atlanta metro area, finding talented young men who fit your program, who are about the right things, and how those young men have really fit in your program and helped out so far in year one, going into year two now.
Yeah, I mean, great area, Atlanta. Great football, great coaches down in that area. The high school football is ranks up there. I was a high school coach in Texas for years, and I feel like they're very, very similar. So we try to use the Florida, Georgia, Carolina area for the most part. That's where most of our guys are from, and kind of use that blueprint. All of our coaches hit Georgia. Most of them, I think 6 of the 10 have some sections of Atlanta. So we're down in that area because there's just so many good football players. And at our level, you continue to try to, you know, you're going to find a guy that weighs 225 or 240 now that's going to be 275, 280 when he's a freshman in college. And so you got to have an eye for that. You got to look at their length and their shoulders and body width and arm length and hand length and all those type of things that, and try to project some. And my guys have done a really good job of doing that. We've gotten some really good, talented players.
Yeah, and also you get to play either at Georgia State or Southern every year. So you get to go home at least once a year, no matter who you are from Georgia, at least.
No doubt. No doubt. Every year we get one. We'll be in Atlanta this year.
Yeah, November 30th. So I'm hoping that I'll be in town. If you know, my skills are based on the Atlanta Hawks skills. Hopefully we'll be in town so I can come by and see you, man. That's where
there you go.
My life is based on Atlanta Hawks skills. I tell people all the time. Until the Hawks schedule comes out, I have no idea. I can't make any commitments. Atlanta Hawks schedule comes out. My heart's there, but I can't know until the schedule comes.
I love it. So that's great.
Like every August, Coach, that I can say, okay, I can come this week. When the office comes, I will know. Hey, Coach, you got a heck of a non-conference schedule, man. You got Jacksonville State, William & Mary, Temple, and Virginia. So talk about challenging your young men in those four games before you get into Sun Belt play, man, and try to see where you're at as you head into all-important Sun Belt conference play, man.
Right, yeah. There's obviously Coach Richrod does a great job at Jacksonville State. We had a tough one with them last year here and beat them. But he does a great job offensively. They're a very talented group going on the road. It'll be hot down there in Alabama on a Thursday night. So we'll be up for the challenge. They do a great job. I'll be honest. You know, I don't know much about William & Mary. I haven't really looked at them. Always traditionally a very good, solid program, tough young men, play hard. Temple will be great. Stan Drayton and I worked together at Ohio State and Texas, and he's the head coach up there, so it'll be good. And that'll be a cool venue for our guys going to Vet Stadium and doing all that against them. So that'll be a very unique game. And then obviously playing Virginia, an ACC opponent at home, will be great for our fans and Myrtle Beach and Conway, the cities, and a lot of people should be a great turnout.
So, Coach, think about it. Jacksonville State technically could be a Georgia game. It's only 100 miles from Atlanta. Technically, it could,
right.
It could be a Georgia game. It's only 100 miles away. You know, so, Coach, for you, man, who are some young men you looking forward to trying to take a jump this year for spring practice who you saw really perform very well? So, who are some guys who you should look out for this year coming up, Coach? You really want to highlight here real quick.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, a couple of guys that had some good springs. I think Bryson Graves, he played slot receiver for us. He was behind Jared Brown, and Jared left to go to a Power 5 school in the offseason. But Bryson played in the Hawaii Bowl and had a really nice game, 6 catches, just under 100 yards. So had a good spring. I'm excited about him to see what he can do. Will Whitson, a defensive line, one of a probably one of the most elite defensive linemen players in the league. You know, Shane Bruce, White Gideon, two linebackers. I think they're as smart and athletic and tough two linebackers. I really like those two guys. I had a great spring. So, you know, we're still growing, right? We're going to have 44 new guys coming this summer that didn't go through spring. So that's a lot when you talk about 120 on your team. So there's a lot of guys we got coming in to help as we transitioned and lost players. So we'll see. I'll know a little bit more probably in August as we go, but there are some guys coming in that I think can help us.
And coach, with so many new guys, will you be doing more team stuff this summer or kind of more individual drills, kind of get them better in their position groups, or do you want to kind of do a little bit of both?
Yeah, it's going to be both. I think obviously they got to develop, right, in that, but try to do some of it in group, right? So, like, for example, the corners, all the corners doing stuff, so the corners know each other, and they get to know the corners coach, and so they're doing things. But then again, as a defense, so then the corners can know all the guys on defense and know the defense coordinator. Build small, right? Small unit cohesion. You start small, they get to know each other. Then that group grows into the defensive group, and they get to know each other. And then it's the whole team, and then you start doing it. So that's part of the plan for the summer, besides the normal base skills, drills, lifting, running, all that stuff. Yeah, definitely part. Coaches now have to look at those things and realize that's important, because you and I have talked already about how important the relationships are.
100%. Well, Coach Bett, I'm praying to God I get to see you on November 30th in Atlanta. I hope it works out for us both, man. So I'll be cheering for you as always, man. I hope you get another bowl bid as well. Have a great year, man. And you guys stay healthy. We do this again real soon, Coach.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you much.
Anytime, Coach. It was fun, brother.
Appreciate you.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King, 50 King Out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, the Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture, and the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel. And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.